You straight up cuckooed that dude, bro. Oh my God.
You've got all your Charger gear on because
feeling fresh as hell.
Oh, you guys better enjoy it.
You have to love what you're seeing on tape if you're a Chargers fan, especially for the future with Justin
Herbert. On the move and throws and touchdown.
Yes.
Quarterback log. I'll report back shortly. Justin out.
Stay tuned for some good content.
Well, good morning, all you just beautiful. You're just wonderful. You're just great. All of you people, you're awesome. Good morning. Welcome back to the Charger Chat. I'm your co-host, Wool Dog, sitting with my buddy, Kev Huggin Duggan.
The beautiful people. The beautiful people.
And let's not forget Kyle, the coach, Duggan.
Have we hired Jim Harbaugh yet?
Nope, no. Not yet. Not
back
yet.
To sleep. We haven't hired him yet.
Yeah. Right. Snooze button. Did you see him get asked? I think one of our beat writers asked him at the press day for the game.
For the Rose Bowl. Yeah, he sidestepped it so hard.
Oh, yeah.
Well, he answered the same question twice. Was doing like a Marshawn Lynch, yeah. Like, I'm just here so I don't get fined kind of thing.
Yeah. I don't think there's anything to glean from that. No. Except that in his eyes, it felt like he was saying, like, I'll be there soon.
Yeah.
It's like, just
maybe not.
Devin
maybe
looked not. In his eyes and saw the truth.
I saw the truth.
Well, folks, lots to talk about this episode. The season is slowly coming to an end to much fanfare.
Speed up.
So we got a couple more games to talk about here as far as what we've got upcoming on our schedule and some news around the league. Let's start here at the top. The Pro Football Hall of Fame, I know it, you know it, we all know it. And there's a couple of names now that have popped up. One we're very familiar with.
Yeah.
We're both familiar with, but one we all knew about, and that's former Chargers tight end Antonio Gates being named a Pro Football Hall of Fame finalist for the class of 2024.
Yeah, and he is the reason that we all knew that was coming. It's he's a Charger through and through. Only team he ever played for.
And he's the best
drafted,
tight end.
Retired.
Ever. He's got the league the record for the most touchdowns by any tight end in NFL history. There's no question that this guy is going to.
Yeah, this is his first year. First ballot Hall of Fame is it's a class of its own.
Yeah.
So it'll be cool to see if he can.
I think there's
it.
A special room in Canton somewhere for the there first is. Ballot Hall of Famers.
There better be.
Honestly, yeah. That's like the real.
They get a smoking jacket on their bust or whatever it is.
Don't you think that that's like the real Hall of Fame though? Like,
oh,
if you get in after five tries,
undeniable.
It's like, oh, no one else was that good this year, so we'll let you in this year. You know,
yeah. Undeniable. Like
not to say that if you're in the Hall of Fame, that's incredible. I will never be in the Pro Football. No.
Yeah,
that but is. I'm just saying, like,
only in your dreams.
There is something different about like a first ballot.
It's, an upper that
it's not like a yeah. It's like I don't. It doesn't matter who's up for it this year. I deserve to be in the Hall of Fame no matter what.
Yes,
and I'm going to get in, and Gatesy has to be that.
Gates is absolutely one of those people. And then another name popped up. Who was a Charger.
His name pops up on our podcast a lot when we talk about our favorite old school players.
Absolutely.
He's one of my favorite.
Yeah. I didn't realize that he was up for the Hall of Fame, and that's Mr. Rodney Harrison, who was with the Chargers from 94 to 2002. And he is also a finalist for the Pro Football Hall of Fame class of 2024. So that's two. Count them. Utah. Give me two. Chargers in the Pro Football Hall of Fame. So finalist. That doesn't, is that. Like they're in, or is this like we got one more thing to go through?
One more round
made
of
the
voting.
Ballot.
All right, yeah, Utah, give me one more.
Yeah, we're into the general election now. We've gotten past everything.
That's fantastic. Yeah. That's still a huge feat for both of these guys. And Gates absolutely has to be a slam dunk getting in there. Yeah. No questions, no doubt about it. But awesome to see two Chargers being listed there for a finalist for the Pro Football Hall of Fame. Now looking over at the current standing for the 2024 NFL draft order.
That's what we're looking at. We're not looking at playoffs.
This is where we live now.
We are now officially, there's no mathematics, officially eliminated from playoff contention.
Yeah. There are 0.135% chance of making it is in the wind.
Yes, it is gone. Bye-bye. Now we look on to the draft and currently, currently the Chargers are sitting sixth in the NFL draft order. Pretty dang high.
Yep.
Who knows? There's still two more games to go through, so that could still change, but
I saw somebody posted like, where, what's the best possible scenario for this? There is a crazy way, I guess, where we could, if we lose next two games and a certain crazy order of people losing, we could get the second pick in the draft.
No way.
Yes, it's no true. Way. There was some.
Well, Arizona has the strongest strength of schedule exactly. in the NFL.
So if we
can both end up with five, we would
5-12
over them. Yeah,
yeah.
They have to win out though.
Washington needs to win. Yeah, basically the teams underneath us all have to win out essentially, and we could have the second pick of the NFL draft.
It's not gonna happen, but I think top five is very realistic.
Hope and excitement is what we're all about here. Yes. What do you want to get excited about? Maybe that. Who knows?
Holy cow.
So yeah, wow. If you want to root for teams, Arizona, Washington, New England, and the Giants, those are the teams you're rooting for this week to get some upset victories, bump those Chargers up another spot.
Right. And still root for the Chargers, but
of course
if they lose. Just know we're going up the ladder, baby. Yeah.
Exactly.
There's no way but up. So that's interesting to know. Okay, something to keep an eye on there, folks. Another bit of news. We were shocked to hear about the loss of Sebastian Joseph Day. I don't think we really talked about it.
The release, not the loss.
The release. Well, the Chargers lost him, but the release. Sorry. I apologize.
Sorry.
That's not what I'm...
We just saw a movie that's got me in a real dark mood right now. So we just saw Iron Claw and it yeah, sorry. Continue.
No, sorry. Yes, the release of Sebastian Joseph Day. We were all really surprised about because the guy was a team captain.
Yeah.
The guy was very serviceable. He's not like he's the best defensive lineman in the league, don't get me wrong, but I mean the guy was still great at his job. He was part of this defense that was really holding the run back this season.
Staley guy, for sure.
Big time Staley guy. Yeah.
I mean, that was his, like, if you're worried about those happy birthday stuff, that's a Staley guy.
Yeah. He gets celebrated his half birthday. Like he, like half, like 6 months into.
Monthly
reminder. Yeah. Yeah. Well, we're glad you're here.
Happy month birthday, Sebastian Joseph.
Sends his mom a gift every Friday, thanking for her birthing event.
Gets his own YouTube special through the Chargers. That's a Staley guy.
Yeah. Yeah,
so it's interesting that as soon as he's gone, Sebastian's gone.
Yes. So we were surprised to see him go, but the 49ers have swooped in and picked him up.
That's a good team to go to if you want a Super Bowl.
Yeah, that's an opportunity.
Yeah, I mean, that's. I think it's more realistically he went to the Chargers. He was like, hey, guys, we both know I'm not a part of your long-term solution. You guys got cap issues. Could you please just let me go right now? That way I can go try to win a Super Bowl. I want to play in the playoffs. And now he stays in California. I think that was kind of a slam dunk for him and his family to just go do that.
The other side of that, a little greedy. Just got a Super Bowl a couple years selfish. Ago. A little greedy.
Yeah, a little selfish. But
hey, good luck to you.
Business.
Yeah. Good luck to you.
He's not going down with the ship. He's not one of the musicians playing the music as the
Chargers the Titanic
goes down.
Who do you think else might have asked to do this? And we were just like, no, you're staying, dude. You're
hey, sit down.
Eckler. He's like, Eckler, I'm not this bad.
Not this again. Shut up,
Eckler. Hey. Get out of here.
Go.
Shoo. Get in the running back room. Shoo.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. Looking at the injury report for the Chargers, it was tweeted out by Chris Rim that no practice for Keenan Allen and Josh Palmer again. They both worked off to the side with trainers before heading inside. Allen hasn't practiced since week 14 with his heel injury. So it sucks that he sustained a heel injury so late in the season when he was just having such an awesome season.
It was going to be even with Stick, he was going to have one of his best stat seasons.
Oh, easily.
Ever.
Easily.
I also feel kind of bad for Easton Stick. Like, this is his first time to go play and he's got no one to play with.
Like, all right, guys, let's go. And it's like Keenan Allen, Mike Williams, Josh Palmer all out.
Yeah,
there.
No, we're not playing. Sorry, Easton. We're out, dude.
Okay.
And then Chris Rim also tweeted out that Bosa is going through individual drills with the rest of the D-line. First time he's done that in a practice period open to the media since he was placed on IR. So, Kevin, you made that claim that we're going to see some Bosa in this next game.
I think he wants to play for Gift, dude. I think he always talks about how much he loves him. So I think he's going to come back. I think he'll play this weekend. They just need to activate him, you know, probably tomorrow. But yeah,
probably, oh, tomorrow,
like, right now,
shit, right now, yeah.
What's right now work for you, Bosa?
Yeah,
is that okay?
I just don't see the point in playing Joey Bosa right now. That doesn't really make a whole lot of sense to get him on the field. I wouldn't be rushing to get him back out there.
Yeah. More Thule, honestly. I love Thule so much.
Yeah, well, give me more Thule. I don't, as a stand-in GM, are you going to be the guy that rushes him back on the field and he gets hurt?
Yeah.
Like, that's not the look that you want either. No, so.
Especially when the season is already lost at this point.
Protect your investments, your assets. Done.
You got two games left. You're in a freezing cold Denver game. Like, I just don't see the point in doing that. Maybe, and then why would you do it against the Chiefs in the last week when they've already clinched? And
I looked into it more. There's very easy chance for the Chiefs not to make the playoffs, and if they don't win this weekend, it's all on
our
us.
Super Bowl. It's our Super Bowl,
dude.
I can't wait.
It's gonna be the biggest game of last 20 years.
Activate everyone.
If it lines up to be like, hey, if we beat them, they're out of the playoffs. Will you guys come to the game? I can't go. I'm on a plane. I'm leaving. There's three tickets. You guys got to make it happen. You have to get there. It's just to see Patrick Mahomes freaking cry his little baby eyes out at the end of the game. Mm. His first time not making the playoffs. Mm. And like the Raiders win the AFC.
I don't know if I want that. I don't know if I'm okay with just letting the Chiefs just stumble into the playoffs and not be the Raiders.
To win the AFC West except for the Chiefs.
Okay. All right. Cool. Fair. I'm in.
Dude, they've won it like 8 years in a row. I'm done with this.
Yeah.
But the Raiders are going to be so obnoxious. The fans will be so obnoxious if they do that.
It doesn't matter. They're the Raiders. They'll come back. I'm looking at everything. I'm just
evaluating the whole landscape of this scenario.
I guess if you want to go from a fan base perspective, the Broncos are the best fan base. They're the kindest. So I guess we could root for the Broncos. But they just benched Russell Wilson.
We'll get there. This shit's getting interesting.
Their whole poop show going on over there, too.
Yeah. Looking at the rest of the injury report, Deion Leonard has been limited. This is all as of Thursday, folks. So if something comes out Friday that's different, this is before us knowing about it. Kenneth Murray dealing with the shoulder injury that popped up on Wednesday, getting a limited practice and not practicing Thursday.
Deion.
Tanner Muse, linebacker, dealing with a knee injury, but still getting full practices in. As we talked about, Josh Palmer. Yeah, the Palmer injury is a concussion injury of all things.
Yeah.
So very slim chance, I think, that we're going to see him play this weekend. Pipkins, still dealing with a wrist injury, getting two limited practices in. Rashawn Slater, dealing with the ankle injury, limited on Wednesday, full on Thursday. And Nick Van Nett, dealing with the back injury, limited Wednesday and Thursday. And Nick Williams with the shoulder injury didn't practice Wednesday, but did get a limited Thursday. So that's what we're looking for. That's what we're working with here, folks.
looking at our
opponent, the Broncos are currently 7-8. They had such a rough start, but they have pieced a couple wins together. But apparently, the Broncos head coach Sean Payton has informed his team that Jared Stidham we'll start Sunday versus the Chargers with Russell Wilson as the backup. Like,
backup battle.
What?
Yeah. But dude, it's all money and it's all they are clearly
see that. Yeah.
So basically, the next quote down is basically what it's all about is that there's a $37 million injury guarantee. So if he gets hurt in these next
twice
two games,
money.
He guarantees he's getting $37 million.
Interesting.
So they're clearly moving on, in my opinion.
100%.
They're done. They're going to eat that enormous contract and have to pay that out. But he's done skis.
Yeah.
Which is weird because he's doing much better this season than he did last season.
Dude, I sent you guys a post that was found on Instagram that his stats are better than Patrick Mahomes is right now.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Like he has less interceptions, more touchdowns, a little bit less yards. But overall, like I would take his stats over what Mahomes has done.
Right.
So I'm putting together a petition of bench Pat Mahomes. Let's see what the Chiefs can really do.
Just really get him cooking.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's interesting to play it.
I don't know. I think that no matter what, Sean Payton was ready to move on at the end of the year.
As soon as he got there, he's like, I don't like this. Yeah, I don't like this one bit.
He knew that after this year, he was going to be moving on. So I think it was like, let's see if we can make the playoffs and make a run. I think he's now put himself to there's no way we're making the playoffs. So let's see what we got in Stidham. If that's a guy that we want to try to ride with next year. And save us a bunch of money just in case Russell fakes an injury to collect on that $37 million.
I would. Are you kidding me?
Me too. I would go in the huddle and just break my own finger.
Like, hey, just look at all the guys that are right in the eye and just snap your finger. Like, whoa, he's not well. So, coach, he's not well.
He's like, let's ride. Let's ride.
He starts pulling like a Tyler Durden to all of his linemen. He's like, I want you to hit me as hard as you can. Ah, you hit me in the ear.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, so, Fight Club.
Yeah, the AFC West picture right now.
Who cares?
Who cares?
We suck.
Yeah,
this all was, suck.
This was unbelievable. Yeah, the Chiefs are 9-6, Raiders 7-8, tie with the Broncos 7-8. And the Chargers sitting down at the bottom, 5-10.
Tell you what, you don't want to limp into these playoffs and get the Browns in week one because they're going to come and smack you around. Chiefs.
Yeah, they're playing crazy tonight.
Yeah.
Playing Joe Flacco is.
Joe Flacco is incredible. MVP?
Way better than.
MVP Joe Flacco?
Put him in the MVP race? Honestly, why wouldn't you? He's it. Like the second he came on, now he's killing it.
Yeah. Yeah, the Broncos have had an interesting season so far, beating the Giants, beating the Jaguars, beating the Jets, shutting out the Jets too, losing to the Ravens, losing to the Steelers, losing to the Raiders, losing to the Browns. They've already lost to the Browns.
Yep.
Losing or beating the Commanders, beating the Cowboys, losing to the Eagles, beating us, losing to the Chiefs, beating the Lions of all teams.
That one's weird by 4 touchdowns.
Yeah.
That's a weird ass team, dude. And then they lost 70. What week was that? The monster blowout Dolphins game.
The Dolphins, yeah.
Yeah. That was, yeah. This team's out of its mind, really. Yeah.
They're so confused.
They're out of their mind.
I mean, that's a hard team to root for. They are so up. I mean, they're more roller coaster than the Chargers are.
Oh, big time.
We had like a little woo at the beginning, and then it's just been ever since. They've been like this the whole season.
Yeah.
So we'll see what we get on Sunday.
We will absolutely see what we get on Sunday. It'll be something to keep an eye on for sure. And what you can do is keep an eye on our Patreon, patreon.com/ChargerChat. Check out all the fun, silly videos that we got over there. There are hangouts. We got a hangout coming out this weekend. Going to be a lot of fun, folks. So if you're interested, definitely check it out. Patreon.com/ChargerChat. And if you don't want to go over there, that's totally fine. You can go on over to our regular website, ChargerChat.com. Check out all the cool stuff we got over there. T-shirts, hoodies, and stickers. You can chat it up with other Charger Chatteteers in the member section and ask questions in Ask Bold Fam. So go check out Charger Chat.
Save big on brunch for mom. All in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy 2, get 2 free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
.com. All right, well, that's basically all we have lined up for you folks. We did want to mention, because we've been having this has all been kind of going on behind the scenes. The Charger Chat podcast has had a fantasy football league going on over at Patreon. That's another reason to go over to patreon.com/ChargerChat.
Yeah.
And we've had, it's getting down to the wire. We really haven't talked about it because we all kind of sucked. I mean, Kyle at least made it to like the quarterfinal.
Kyle made it to the quarterfinal,
but Kevin and I had no chance.
I got screwed. Justin Herbert got hurt, and my whole team died.
That's true. Like, well, yeah, you live and die with the Herbert, baby.
Yeah.
The championship final is happening now for the for those, and we just wanted to talk about it because we haven't talked about it all season. We made a big hype about it, like, hey, everybody, join.
The championship finalists deserve a shout out. Absolutely. That's some hard work.
So the top two people right now that are fighting for the main prize. Is the Polish Cork Shooters. That's Mr. Pekar, Bobby Pekar.
Full name.
Bobby, come on.
You got this, Bobby.
We've got Rivers Lake, and that's Edwin. Those are the two top guys right now.
Come on, Edwin. You got this, buddy.
That are fighting. We're
rooting for both of you. Rooting for a good game.
Hey, everyone's a winner as far
good,
as
clean, good, clean fight.
Edwin started out hot tonight. He put up 18 points tonight with Breece Hall, so he's
oh, shit.
Pretty. Yeah.
Wow.
That's got to feel good going into the championship game, having that, just a rush of Thursday night.
Yeah.
I don't want to jinx anything. Whenever that happens to me, the rest of my team takes a shit on Sunday. It's not going to happen. No, I'm just getting it out of the way. It's not going to happen to you because it happens to me. So you're fine, Edwin.
Yeah. And then fighting for third place is Bacon and X, and that's Mickey Coates.
Mickey.
And Bolts and Hoes, our good friend MJ.
The number one seed.
Yes, he was the number one, but I guess I don't remember who took him down. I'm going to guess.
Must have been Rivers Lake. Yeah. Shit.
So, hey, you guys did great. And glad you guys joined the fantasy football. It's been a lot of fun this year. We've been chatting it up nonstop.
Yeah.
The Instagram group chat.
Yeah, that group chat is just constant blow up.
That's where I get a lot of my Chargers news now. Everyone's posting all their stuff there. I'm like, oh, cool. You guys are faster than my Twitter feed.
Scroll through this real quick. All right. Add that to the outline.
Put together an outline for us.
Yeah. Literally, they've been our outline a few episodes.
So, yes, congratulations to you guys. Hopefully, I mean, listen, I'm rooting for all of you. May the, what is the saying? May luck be ever be in your favor, whatever, however they do that. In the Hunger Games.
Whoever wins gets the craziest jersey we've ever seen.
There you go.
And the jersey that for the winner is signed by like an entire Chargers team.
Yeah,
from
it's
like
almost like the entire
team signed
this jersey, and that's what's going to the first place person. So
it's gonna be wild.
It's gonna be wild, folks. We'll be all watching with bated breath. At the end of the episode, as we always do, we've got to talk about the Bolt predictions for the upcoming game. We've only got two left. So let's shoot for the fences.
Let's try and get this. Nail one this year. Come on. Yeah.
Could we nail one?
Just one.
So what are our Bolt predictions for this game against the Denver Broncos?
What do you think, Kyle? You go first.
I'll go first. I got 24-20 Bolts.
Okay.
And I got I'm going to go back to Deion Henley. I'm going to go Deion plays a good amount. I'm going to be conservative, so I might be able to get this right.
Okay.
I'm going to say he gets 7 tackles.
Okay.
And one pass defense, like one pass breakup that should have been a pick.
Okay.
That's going to be my prediction.
Okay. I like that. I like that a lot. I hope he plays. I would love to see him play in this game.
It's going to be, yeah, he's got to. Come on.
Now. Mr.
Get some reps.
All right. You got one, Kevin?
Sure. Chargers win, obviously. 21-20. Obviously. It's going to be close. It's going to be tight. It's going to be cold. It's going to be all the above. QJ is going to score 2 touchdowns.
Whoa.
He's going to have a big game.
Whoa.
2 tutties. We got to get those stats up a little bit. I hate seeing him at the bottom of all these lists that I see on everywhere. Yes. So I'm pulling for you. 2 tutties for QJ.
Okay.